We can classify verbs as regular verbs and irregular verbs. Let's talk about regular verbs first. Grandmother was shocked to see the snake in the coconut shell. She called out to grandfather. They reached a small house. Then he shouted for the man who lived there. Now the verbs here are in the simple past tense. They refer to actions that happened in the past. To form simple past tense verbs from simple present tense verbs, we just add D or ED to the verb, like shock plus ED becomes shocked, call plus ED becomes called, reach plus ED becomes reached, shout plus ED shouted, live plus D lived, dive plus D dived, like plus D liked. These verbs are regular verbs because they have D or ED endings as a regular feature in the past tense. Now, when we come to the irregular verbs, you can hear some sentences. I took the shell and ran to the grandmother. He snatched the shell and threw it away. Look, Grandma, I caught a snake. Now, the irregular verbs over here do not end in D or ED. All verbs do not take the D or ED endings to form the past tense. In some verbs, there is a change in spellings in the past tense form. In the simple present tense, we have take, throw, catch. Now, when we change them to the simple past tense, take becomes took, throw becomes threw, catch becomes caught. Now, some more examples of irregular verbs. Run, ran, hear, heard, bring, brought, buy, bought, deal, dealt, bind, bound. Some verbs remain the same in the past tense as they are in the present tense. For example, we put some extra sugar in our tea. The second sentence is, I'm sorry, I put salt instead of sugar yesterday.